I'm Tom Rowe here with Henry the Hudson Whale joining us for another edition of Hudson River Stories. Each week we tell tales of the Hudson River with our friend Henry the Hudson Whale. His name is spelled with an I, not a Y. He's not related to that other Henry Hudson guy. Stevens Institute reports this week, temperatures in the Hudson River at Skodek Island were between 76 and 80 degrees, slightly cooler than last week. William J. Kemble reports in the Daily Freeman that Rhinebeck officials want added time to comment on U.S. Army Corps of Engineers proposals to create tide-controlling barriers in New York Harbor. They are trying to prevent storm surges in New York City, but environmental advocates warn about impacts up the Hudson River. Supervisor Elizabeth Spinzia said at a Rhinebeck town meeting August 13th that, quote, "We need to know what the ramifications are, and we need more public input. Some of the storm barriers could cut off the tidal flow of our river, and that would be devastating. The river would die. It's a tidal river," unquote. Currently, there is an August 20th deadline for comments on the proposals. Written comments should be sent to nynjharbor.tribstudy@usacearmy.mil. You can find that email address on the WGXC newsroom. They can also be sent to via postal mail to Nancy Brighton, the Watershed Section, Environmental Analysis Branch Planning Division, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, New York District, 26 Federal Plaza, room 2151, New York, New York, 10279-0090. Again, that address is on the WGXC newsroom. And you can see the full story in the Daily Freeman. Christopher J. Eberhardt in LowHUD.com reports that the Department of Environmental Conservation held its 7th annual Great Hudson River Estuary Fish Count August 11th along the Hudson River. At the Piermont Pier, just south of Nyack, 10 young children found umichogs, Atlantic silversize, and comb jellies, according to Margie Turin, an education coordinator at the Lamont Doherty Earth Observatory. The group was teaching children about the fish that they caught during the count. Quote, "We're really all about engaging people with what's in the river and helping them understand that there are fish in that water, even though you can't see them," unquote, Turin said. Quote, "We think the more people that get involved with something that's right in their backyards and see the beauty of the Hudson River, the more likely they are to take care of it," unquote. Scientists believe there are more than 200 fish species in the Hudson, and counters collect fish using seine nets, minnow traps, and rods and reels. More than 1,400 fish were caught at the count this year. Read the full story at lowhud.com. This has been Hudson River Stories. Tune in again next week for more Tales from the Hudson River with Henry the Hudson Whale.